I'm Tyler Bates, composer of Dawn of the Dead and Rob Zombie's upcoming The Devil's Rejects. You're listening to Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music on CKMS 100.3 FM, Radio Waterloo.
Just a little bit of music from Dawn of the Dead, which we just heard Tyler Bates talk about. He was the composer of in just a moment. What you heard before that was some music from Christopher Frank's score to the Babylon 5 episode, and the rock cried out, No Hiding Place. This is Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. I'll be here for the entire 24 hours trying to, as much as possible, stay awake. At least I'm hoping that it will be the case. Anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to continue on with some more music from Dawn of the Dead. This is music by Tyler Bates, and some really good music here, and also a Canadian film. Unfortunately, Tyler is not a Canadian composer, but the film is Canadian. Sarah Polley's in it. She's Canadian. So it turned out it was a pretty good movie, actually. The remake of the Dawn of the Dead was actually pretty good. Anyway, so I'm going to continue on with some more music from Dawn of the Dead. And my name is Rob Daniels as I present 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. Here's some music from Dawn of the Dead. Sounds like me, but Dawn of the Dead, music by Tyler Bates. And a little bit of music from Tyler Bates' Dawn of the Dead. For those that is the remake. I believe it was done last year. Let me take a look. Yeah, done last year. Speaking of last year, there's also another soundtrack that I've got coming up. Before I get to that, I'll do this. If you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here, whether it's on my 24 hours of soundtrack music, or, you know, my regular show at 3:20 to 5 p.m., you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, moving right along to our next film, also from 2004. This film truly showed why Hugh Jackman is such a good actor, and the rest of the film was okay. But this one really, you know, sort of brought him to the forefront. Anyway, regardless of that, little oversight on most people's that Hugh Jackman is actually a good actor, you'll be able to sit back and enjoy a little bit of Alan Silvestri's music from the movie Van Helsing. Now, Van Helsing, the movie, brought together three of the main Universal franchises: Dracula, the Wolfman, and Frankenstein. Not bad. So this Stephen Sommers has now worked with all four of the Universal franchises. The only thing I think he hasn't done is The Invisible Man. We'll see. After the sort of semi-lukewarm reception to The Mummy Returns, we'll see on that one. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to continue on with some more music from Van Helsing. This is Alan Silvestri's score as such, and I'll be back in just a little bit.